Happy March. This is Jan Brett, and this is my March Hedgegram. I'm just getting started writing and illustrating a new picture book. It's based on the story of Goldilocks, the curious little girl who, finding a mysterious house in the woods, lets herself in. After trying 3 bowls of porridge, 3 chairs, and 3 beds, she falls asleep. She is awoken by a family of 3 bears who are equally curious about her. Several of my interests came together to form the idea of an underwater Goldilocks. First, I've always loved the story because curiosity is one of the human traits that takes us into the unexplored and challenges our intellects. As children, almost every day we are doing something for the first time. Children learn quickly that no one can guarantee a perfect experience, but having tried something new, it's almost always worth it. It's how we learn. My daughter and her husband have spent 10 years living on Okinawa Island, a tropical Japanese island in the East China Sea. When I have visited, I was charmed by the culture and architecture and wildlife. Because the island is fringed by coral reefs, many explore the wildlife in the ocean, which is famous for its diversity and spectacular tropical beauty. Although I have never scuba dived, the snorkeling allows amazing glimpses into the rich marine coral gardens, teeming with fish and sea creatures. When my granddaughter and grandson began snorkeling with their parents at 6 and 3, I joined in and saw this underwater world through their eyes. On the east side of the island, the land underwater plummets down to great depths, and it is there that the giant Pacific octopus and giant squid have been seen. The first live giant squid was filmed only several years ago. When an occurrence like that happens, along with the sightings of other strange creatures like the dugong, a large sea mammal, or a whale shark, which is a peacefully beautiful gargantuan shark, one's imagination can't help but conjure up what else could live in those unexplored depths. Even though I don't believe mermaids really exist, I do think they have a place in our imagination and in literature, along with unicorns, satyrs, the phoenix, and centaurs. So now I have a story of a mermaid who, like Goldilocks, explores a curious house, only hers is under the sea. It's not 3 bears that live in it, but 3 octopus, surely one of Earth's most fascinating creatures. They're highly intelligent, resourceful, they change color, and have 8 arms complete with Cheerio-like suckers. Even though they rank among one of the hardest creatures to draw for me, I'm excited to learn all the ins and outs of the octopus. Hopefully, and often, the excitement of capturing an amazing animal will show up in my artwork and make my story even curiouser. It will be a chance to revisit beautiful Okinawa in my mind as well. I hope you find creating stories, either by writing or illustrating, as unexpected and fulfilling as I do, especially when parts of the experiences make up a strange mix, just right for storytelling. Best wishes and happy reading, your friend, Jan Brett.